Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, the 21st of August, 2016. Welcome, everyone who's joining for the first time, and those of you who've been coming to these calls from time to time over the past few years. And it's been a pleasure to be providing this service. Thanks to the blessings of Dr. Pillai, we're able to come together as a global community and meditate together and also share what's going on with the latest and greatest teachings of Dr. Pillai that he has out and available on Pillai Center or AstroVed or Tripura Foundation or Nambu, any of those companies that are associated with Dr. Pillai's organization, where we can get the most out of our spiritual practices and that will enhance our spiritual path so that we can enjoy the benefits of the divine coming into our lives, in our material pursuits, our relationships, improving our finances and our health and our well-being overall. So, this week we are going to be, actually today is a lovely day to come together because it's Sunday and it's a great day. The sun represents our soul and it's a great day for us to get some soul food, some really good, nourishing food that can help our soul to reveal to us whatever it is that we want to look at in our life. So this month in particular, the sun is transiting the sign of Leo, and it is in a very happy place because it owns that sign. And you can find out more about that from the Sundays with Sucharita blog, where our astrologer Radha gave a beautiful discussion about or forecast about what to do, how to make the most out of the sun's transit into Leo this month, the next 30 days. And all the practical tips she gives are so easy to implement. And just the insights that were shared during that call were very valuable. So have a look at the blog post. Check your email from last week. It's also sent out, Yagna sent out the write-up about it. And there's lots of links that we referred to, so you can easily access that information on Pillai Center AstroVed and then find out what works for you. Find out what is going to be the soul food for you this week and in the coming weeks, maybe. So today is a fourth, a very powerful time, not only being Sunday for the soul, it's also Sunday for Ganesha. Ganesha is the archetype who's an elephant-headed being. He has a pot belly and he rides a mouse. And that is a divine depiction of what this archetype can do for us in our lives. He carries various items in his hands sometimes, but it may seem a little bit strange or silly to some, or maybe a lot of people. However, for everyone joining here, we have been compelled to find out more about him because his energy is readily available. In the past years, and particularly since in 2016, where Dr. Pillai was really sharing a lot of secrets about Ganesha. And Ganesha is an archetype outside of us. It's since forever and ever he's been there, since, like a lot of archetypes across the cultures. However, his job is to remove all the obstacles, and his job is to ask everyone to call on him, to awaken that Kundalini energy. So Sunday is a great day to do that because it is a vortex of energy that kind of invites him in. It's like his red carpet. So he gets to come in and remove the obstacles. And also, he's the overlord of Ketu, which is a planetary influence that is a node of the moon, a south node of the moon. And it has the ability to give us spiritual attainments. So we don't just attain at any given moment in time. It's a continual process. enlightenment is a continual process. So we're able to detach from the material reality, to just unplug for a bit, so to speak, and then gain some spiritual insight. So Sunday is it's a great day to do that, to get enlightened, get spiritual insights, detach from your mundane responsibilities and everything that you do from Monday to Saturday. And then also get the benefits of Ganesha to dissolve away seen and unseen obstacles, whether it's on your spiritual path or in your material pursuits. So we'll, it's also a fourth moon, which is a really great time to connect with Ganesha. And you can bust coconuts, you can, roll limes, cut those, but just do anything that represents his energy, calling on his energy, and we can use things as a surrogate to absorb our obstacles, to absorb any negativity, and then smash it or cut, smash the coconuts, cut the lime, and then get the blessings of Ganesha to feel energized and know that deep inside this spiritual tool is doing something that your mind couldn't do. Your human mind or the human logic or the intellect or all the actions that you've taken up until this point, it's not working. It's not giving you the results that you need. So as Dr. Ply said, you might have to smash, 1,000 coconuts, 1,008 coconuts. I've done probably that and will continue to do it because it gives the results. So it builds and builds this kind of protection around you. When you do these techniques for these archetypes, they become readily available when you need them next. So, make them your friends. And speaking of which, the Ganesha's birthday is coming up. So if you want to have a divine friend who is going to do favors for you, then show up at his party. Ganesha Chaturthi is his birthday on September 4th and 5th, I believe, depending on where you are in the world. And there's lots of celebrations that you can participate in through Astroved, through Palai Center. So go check that out. We'll talk about it more once we get into the open discussion. And so this week ahead is going to also give us an opportunity to connect with Krishna consciousness. And Dr. Ply has a great video out. He shares how Krishna is like a party god. So if you want to have the blessings to really enjoy your life and all your material pursuits and make them to happen without effort. So Krishna is effortless creation. So if you haven't experienced that kind of manifestation, then Krishna's birthday is also coming up. Krishna's birthday is on the 25th. But there's Krishna Pushkaram, which is an offering where you can purify yourself. So you're purifying your DNA. You're purifying at the level of the body, mind, and soul. We'll talk a little bit more about that. So those are 2 days, 23rd and 25th of August this week, and you can participate in those festivities. So it's so important to, when we propitiate our best friends, or we go and acknowledge our best friends on the spiritual path, then they will open doors for us anytime throughout the year. And so it's a great opportunity for all of us to continue to celebrate with the archetypes that are coming up and do whatever you can. Even if you can't afford to participate through the services that are offered through Astroved or Ply Center, then at least do the mantra practice. It doesn't cost you anything, just your voice and chanting. And you don't even have to say it out loud. You can say it internally. And then someone was sharing yesterday on one of the calls that if you offer Krishna, what did she say now? If you offer 5 tulsi leaves to a picture of Krishna or a statue or yantra of Krishna, then he will be so happy. Not really sure what that magic number is all about, but I think Dr. Ply talked about it in a video that's offered through YouTube or Ply Center somewhere or sometime over the years. So that is a secret that got revealed, and we're sharing it once again, thanks to our, I think it was Ujwala who shared that with us. So thanks to Ujwala as a reminder. And then if you, on that day that you're celebrating Krishna, you can dance. So dance like nobody's watching, right? Or dance like everybody's watching. So you can just go to the YouTube tunes, iTunes, J.J. Radha Ramana Haribol is a great song to dance to. We'll include that link too, because I think we also shared it in one of the programs offered through Ply Center a couple of years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So we'll also include that link to the video on YouTube that Dr. Ply had said we could dance to that one. I mean, if you don't feel joy on the spiritual path, even if life seems so miserable, like you can't even, you know, look in any direction. There's obstacles everywhere. That is a sign that you need to get joy in your life. You need to get connected to God, because that's the true joy. The happiness comes and goes. It's fleeting. And it depends on your ego being satisfied. And we're never going to satisfy that little jumping up and down thing. Because it is little. It's limited. It's like a, you know, it's like a baby. It just wants, it wants what it wants, and it doesn't even know why it wants it. And then when it gets it, it wants something else. So it didn't really even want that thing. So it's a, as Dr. Ply says, and you know, please don't be offended, anyone. Sometimes he's pretty blunt, but he will say our mind is a sick unit. It has, it's full of stupid thoughts, and it makes us to do stupid things. And we only know that when we look back and we go, oh my God, I was so foolish. Why did I do that? You know, so the mind is going to pull in thoughts that are not necessarily what we wanted to manifest, but we just thought it's the best thing to do. And look at, it's on TV, or my neighbor has it, or my friend, or whatever. I don't even want it, but I'm just so compelled to do it. And then we just think, why did I even do that? Why do I want to do that? I don't care about that. It doesn't give me joy. It's actually given me, you know, more anxiety, because it costs more money or time or energy. And plus, I didn't even want it to begin with. I was just pushed to do it. So we have to get the joy from our kingdom from within. That's another thing that we shared during the call. Radha said that the sun being in Leo is going to make us to want to be owning that kingdom from within. So you're not going to be compelled to do what the next kingdom says, because that person has a kingdom within too, and the next person has a kingdom within. So there's lots of kingdoms all around us. So we have to own that kingdom within. We have to know what our soul wants to do at any given point in time, and then do what we can within our own means. And then if we're not able to do that, when we have to get the blessings of the divine, we have to get into that experience of joy that we connected to the divine, because it's not an ego thing. The divine will come in and make the tears to flow. And it will make us to feel something that we haven't felt before. And even if we have had an experience like that, an aha moment, or an epiphany, or some revelation, or some insight, we have to experience at the soul level. And how do you know? How do you know when your soul is talking to you? How do you know that you are communicating with your soul and not your mind that is full of thoughts and desires and all the rest, and maybe they're good, maybe they're not so good, but you don't want to go through that yes, no, right, wrong, trial and error thing that can cost money, time, and energy. So how do we know the wisdom of the soul? As Dr. Ply mentioned, the soul has tremendous feeling. It has tremendous knowing. It will give us an experience that we can't even put words on it. We can't even make sense of it. It's just so deep within us. And it can be a bubbling up. It can give us goosebumps or truth bumps, they say. It can give us like a heaving sensation or gut, something in our gut that just says, this is the soul speaking. It can be our intuition that's so sharp. We've been honing it, and we just know. It can be a feeling of wanting to be in reclusion, like, away from people. And it's a waning cycle of the moon right now, so that means we want to go in more internally, naturally. So the soul is going to reveal to us every Sunday, especially, what it is that we need to take a look at and who's guiding who. Is it our ego? Is it our soul? Is it our karma? Is it our soul? Is it our past lives? It is our soul. So many people say, in a past life I was this and that and this and that. Well, guess what? There are past lives that have patterns. But the times change. For example, if you were a king or a queen in a past life, God bless you. Good for you. And how come you're not now? Well, there aren't too many kings and queens. You know, that's not the way the world is right now. You might be in a position of a manager, senior project manager or something senior to what everyone else is doing. That could be this day and age's king and queen. Rulers of the world, you know, they can be like politicians, can be like wealthy people in the world. Well, it seems that the only about 0.00000001% of the population or something like that has all the wealth in the world. Kind of crazy, isn't it? Why does that happen? Because of the exploding population, maybe, and because we have not yet woken up to accessing the highest wealth. The highest wealth consciousness, the highest wealth and prosperity consciousness. We are all given that. It's our God-given right. So instead of being drawn to only our material pursuits, Dr. Pillai has said, listen, do a 200% life. So you use the spiritual energy, all the tools, all the technologies, and do it in a timely manner. That's why we have these calls. We find out what the week is ahead, what all the vortexes of energy, the celebrations that we can connect with these archetypes, the special days that are spiritually charged so that your soul can grow and grow and grow and reveal to you what is more purposeful? What is more fulfilling, more rewarding for you? Don't fake yourself out and say, this is what I got to do. It's my karma. Yeah, you can surrender to that, but why? As Dr. Pillai says, do things that are going to change your destiny. If you're destined to get cramped up in a, congested traffic jam, and you've got your GPS and you can get on the internet and go around it, why not do that? It's all good. So we want to make sure that we're in real time and we're living the 200% life. So we'll give a heads up of what is happening this week and this month ahead so that you can just put your goals towards what's naturally going to be unfolding for you versus what you wish it could be or it hasn't been. If you've gotten some insights, say, for example, from an astrology consultation or a Nadi consultation, and it's told you what your past life is, don't get too stuck on that. You know, because the more you think about your past life, the more it will be in this life and all the mistakes that you made in that past life will come with you. Because your consciousness is going to be just continuous. It's like a continual evolution until you realize, okay, stop those patterns of the past. It's good to know. But then, How do I move forward wisely so that I'm bringing in more divinity, more grace, more ease? The only purpose of being in a lifetime is to bring more God consciousness into your life. Because all the rest, well, that's why lifetime after lifetime you keep coming back. And for some reason, some desire got unfulfilled. I remember when Dr. Plyde said to a small group of us a couple decades ago, I can't give you the light body because I will, if I do that and say, okay, boom, there, this is the time it's going to happen, somebody is going to say, oh, but I wanted to buy that pink sweater. I really love that pink sweater. Or I wanted to date that guy. Darn. You know, and then you'll be, boom, in another lifetime coming back. Because that, silly as it sounds, we do. We have these, crazy things that we want to, that we think that are going to make us happy. And we don't even know what it is. So getting the nadi, getting an astrology consultation, getting any kind of spiritual consultation, be careful because it keeps you, it can keep you looking at the past. So we don't want to be even looking at yesterday. You know, we can only see what's in our life today and in this moment now. So why put our minds somewhere forward when the divine could say, you know what, here's a better solution, here's a better way, here's a better idea. And how will you know? Is because you'll just know. You're so full of divinity, and then that divinity guides you. It says, okay, do this, do that, avoid this, avoid that. Yeah, you think you're going to be late for your appointment, but go here because you're going to avoid a big, huge car accident or something like that. You have to trust. Being on this path is all about trusting in your highest self, your highest wisdom. So we have to experience that and not just on a, repeating mantras or doing these services and not understanding at the deep soul level how it's impacting. So we got to let the sun shine in, and from inward, inside out, and outside in, and feel the joy even when the life is not so great. We've all been through it, and we continue to be challenged. But then who is going to decide what is best for us in any given moment in time is the divine, our highest selves. Not that we're going to be rebels, not that we're going to, be disrespectful or, go off the beaten path. We are going to be doing our work in the world, carrying out our responsibilities, acknowledging ourselves, acknowledging others, but in a way that we're bringing more and more of our highest selves into play. So the more we do these spiritual practices, the more we come together to remember who we are and to live from that place of being, then whatever challenges that we go through, we'll be able to have the joy, and people will say, my God, you're going through so much and you're still a happy, like you're the happiest person I know. You inspire me so much. And you go, wow, thank you so much for that compliment, because that's what I'm working on, is bringing the spirit from within, inspiration. Some people will say, oh my God, you're such a free spirit, and they're kind of saying it in a sarcastic way. But you should thank them and say, oh good, thanks. I'm weird and wonderful, So acknowledge yourself. This is the time for the sun to say, you know what? This isn't acknowledging the ego. This is acknowledging it's the divine ego, though. It's acknowledging that you have access, you got a handle on your kingdom within. You're really taking care of that soul. So it grows and expands into that royal consciousness. And then when you have that royal consciousness, then you can be that. People will be looking at you. They'll be wondering who you are. There's some star quality that's coming through you. And they'll treat you differently. And especially kids. If you're around kids, they see it because they're not so polluted. They've only been on the earth plane for a little bit. They don't have their full egos developed, right? So they will be looking and looking. Then they'll look back again. They won't know you. Their parents will be good. Do you know that person? So kids are a good one. Animals will be, attracted to you, even if they're big, scary animals to you. They will just be, like, so attracted to you, wondering what's going on over there. And the owners will be like, whoa, what are you doing? You know, you're supposed to be, like, barking at people. You know, so that's another indicator. And then just look at your life every day. If you are doing your meditation practice or your spiritual practice and then you're going about your day and it's going sideways, if not downhill or backwards or stuck, then that's an indicator you need to do something really from that deep soul heart connection. I am at my wit's end. And just stop. Whatever it is that you're doing, even if it's driving, just pull over if you can, safely. And just sit for like 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Get out whatever it is that you got to get out, but then put in something. Put in the divine. And even if you can't, just hold on to your beads, your mala beads, or play a mantra on your phone or on your car, whatever it is, and just call on the divine. And the beauty is we have a living master, Dr. Ply. Call on him. In fact, have a picture of him. Stick it in your wallet. And then just pull it out, or in your purse or car, whatever. And just talk and just say, listen, I don't have anybody I can talk to. Everybody thinks I'm this or that or the other thing. And I think I'm this or that or the other thing, by the way. And I'm really having a moment here. And I can't take it anymore. And then you call on Ganesh and get in here now. You are the obstacle buster. And so Dr. Ply really wants us to have a communication with these divine beings who are none other than the collective unconscious that a lot of people don't understand. Maybe nobody in your family or your friends or whatever. It doesn't matter because it's available for everyone. But you just happen to know at a soul level, maybe from previous lifetimes, when you're going to be at this point in your life where things are looking sideways or falling apart or just not making sense at all. And there's so much negativity coming in. And what the heck, I've been spiritual and why is this happening? Call on him. Call on these divine beings. Get the joy back. Even if it is for a moment and then you got to pull over down the road a few miles and do it all over again. That's better to do that than to go and crash into somebody. Right? I'm not saying that in a literal sense. Please don't, take it that way. But take it in the way that we can't be victims to our sick unit, the mind, or that consciousness that is going to guide us down a rabbit hole that is dark and dreary and has no light. And we're going to get lost unless we're a rabbit. So, having said all that, let's get into a bit of a meditation to experience something about Ganesha. Even though we may be going through a similar process, we're going to find out something about Ganesha that's going to be totally different. And we're going to have an experience at the soul level. And that might manifest as an experience in the physical body. It may be an insight. We may have goosebumps or tingling. We might feel our brain is, exploding with pressure or heat, or some body part is, or we're sweating, or we feel light and floaty, or we're completely gone. We're in another place and we've passed out. It's exactly what needs to be done so that we can cleanse whatever we've gathered up until this point of time in our body, our mind, and our soul, and it can be released. So again, we're on the waning moon cycle, which means the moon is getting smaller. It means it's getting rid of size. So if you want to get rid of toxins in your body, in your mind, from the past, the present, or future, worries, anxieties, you know, situations that are coming up or have happened, and you just don't want to repeat it over and over, and you don't want the people to repeat the same thing over and over. You just want this gone. As Dr. Pai says, we want what we want, and we want it now. But we can't do it on our own, so we'll call on this divine being who will remove all the obstacles up until this point, which is just congested energy that manifests as some sort of stuckness or block. And there's no way out. So he will dissolve that whole consciousness so it won't happen. And then we will call on Muruga because he's the sixth moon. He can be propitiated on the sixth moon, which is coming up. So we'll get Muruga's divine weapon is a veil, V-E-L, or it's also a spear-like object. So when you hear that, then you just can imagine this image of the veil with the handle and then the head of the spear. And then we'll call on Krishna as well because he's going to be making us want to dance this week. Dance with joy, divine joy, bubbling up and coming through for no reason whatsoever. Dance as if no one's watching you or if everyone's watching you. And you're all good. You're okay. As you slowly, slowly come back. And for those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. Have a beautiful day. You're welcome to listen to the recording. It'll be posted to the blog. The emailer will get sent out with the information that we shared during the open discussion, as well as the rest of the call at the beginning. And we'll see you next time. Those of you who are going to stay, we'll open the line now for our question and answer open discussion. So the call is on the mode where you can just press star 6 on your keypad. If you want to ask a question or share an experience about this meditation or maybe about anything that's going on with your spiritual path, with the offerings, services that are available through Apply Center, Astrofit, Tripura Foundation, Nambu Botanicals. Might take some time for us to come back. Anybody out there? It's a mystery. Which reminds me to share about the mystery school. I'm so happy to hear from those of you who have registered and you just want, someone said, I had to give my head a shake. Why wouldn't I want to be a part of this program? So that it can reveal to me all the mysteries of me. Nobody can tell me. No one has told me so far in my life. Not even me. And it's true. No one will, and you won't even. Not from the ego self. So the mystery school is going to reveal to everyone all the secrets of what you wanted to experience in this lifetime in a very mysterious way, very practical way. so that you can manifest with more grace and ease faster. It's not that we don't have a lot of grace. It's always there, but we can't grasp it and put it to use because we're just dabbling too much like we would in a smorgasbord. We don't really enjoy anything. We just keep feeding ourselves and we're full, but we're not really satisfied. So the mystery school will get to the bottom of it. The bottom of what? The bottom of your soul. And say, hey, instead of you going through this silly experience that you thought was going to be a good idea, do this. It will be more rich, more fulfilling for your soul and your body and your mind and your experience. So there's been some webcasts, videos made available, question and answers, all about the program. And then if you want to know more about it and you want to have, you're serious about doing it, but you just need some extra, support, figure out how it's all going to roll out for you, if it's worth it for you, then reach out and I can schedule a one-to-one call. If you're at that point where you're just at that, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? So that's the mystery. The mystery is going to be revealed. The mystery of yourself is going to be revealed in this program. Your highest self. So if you've been working at it and it's just, you're just at that edge, you're just at that moment where you're going to have the breakthrough and you just need that extra something. I don't even know what it is. Because who does know what any soul wants? Only the soul knows what the soul wants. And then Dr. Pillai has the keys to unlock that. Because he can see everything. He knows everything. He's evolved to that point lifetime after lifetime. And he's come again to give that technology to the world. Because we're ready for it. That it's the time of the world that, okay, we've gotten to this point and the intelligence can now come through in a very meaningful way so that it's going across the board. Traditionally, gurus would just be going from here to there and everywhere. But with the internet now, wow, someone can access these teachings from parts of the world that just don't even have the ability to have roads or anything, but they have internet. So that's the divine grace coming through. Mm-hmm. Even if you do have roads, you don't have a community around you, you don't have anywhere to any means or way of getting the guru to come. And plus, Dr. Pillai doesn't like to do that. He would rather put it out on the internet where so many people can get it, and then he goes and goes to the places that are empowered, and he transmits that energy. Every time you say a mantra, you go through a meditation, you join a program, you do a participate in a service, or something that is going to uplift your soul, and also collectively we will create a network of conscious people who are just allowing that grace and energy to flow through them and into their lives, the people around them, and so on. And then we connect the dots to where everyone else is in the world, and it's a beautiful thing. How does it work? It's only the divine. Only God knows. God only knows, right? That's what we've said. God only knows. And it's true. So people are always saying, well, I'm so blessed. I have this and that. I want to do something. You are. When you're sponsoring, a service, even though you're thinking, oh, I'm going to do this for myself. Well, yes, you are getting the benefits, but you're sponsoring this service so that these priests, these Vedic specialists can do this for the whole world. So you might not even be thinking that. And it's good to think that, because without your participation in it, we wouldn't be able to do this kind of elaborate service so that it can impact or appeal to the divine to impact the rest of the world. So it's a great way to be also selfless. But you don't even know, you know, or may not think of it that way. So think of it that way. And then these services are also associated, there's some component of it that is going to be giving to the needy. So that in and of itself, there's another way to be selfless in your participation, helping others. And that's the best way, because you don't even know these people. So you're really detached from it. And then that's where the divine pours in, because you're just doing it because you know it's going to help people, and it's going to raise the consciousness. And that's all you can do for me, my computer at home. I'm at my computer most of the day doing my work and can't really get out and be a part doing things in the community and so on. But I can get connected through these services, the birthdays of the archetypes, the programs that are offered through Apply Center. I'm so looking forward to seeing you and everyone else in Mystery School. Any questions, any comments? Are you back yet? Did you go out there into the outer space, into the beyond?
Hi, it's Allie. I have a question.
Sure, Allie.
If I can interrupt. It's not about the Mystery School, though.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not get offended by my question. I've been, like, trying my best to follow Dr. Pillai's teachings, and because I really feel like I've hit this point of defeat or surrender where I feel like nothing is working. No matter what I do, I can't change this particular area of life, like the love life piece. And I'm actually heading to India in September, and I've been in touch with AstroWave to perhaps go do Nadi astrology and see if that would help. Logically, I struggle as to how visiting certain vortices would change my destiny, because I feel like I'm in the most hopeless situation. I just want to know your thoughts. I'm not being skeptical. I'm just, like, desperately searching for a solution to my life.
Yeah, well, you've been sharing that over the past several weeks, since you've joined this program at least, and it's great because you're bringing it to your awareness, like it's a no kidding now. So you are at that point, you're saying, no matter what I do, well, and nothing's changing. That's maybe at the ego sense, that's what you're saying, but you are doing something to change it. You're going to go and do the India trip, do your naughty, do the remedies. Then you will say, no matter what I do, that will not even be a conversation. Because you, just going there is going to take some effort on your end, and then it's going to be the divine that pushes you to do this, because you've come to this point where everything you've done up until this point has not helped you to resolve a certain area of your life. So that's good, because then it's going to keep you searching for that when it does. See, what happens in life is we tend to live our life according to, like, a fast food kind of way of life. We want it now. We want it. We want it. We want it. We get it. We're not satisfied. But if we go to a place where there's really nice food and we have to wait a little longer, it's going to cost us a little more, and we have to, find out a little bit more about it, what the food is, and so on, then we really taste it and we really enjoy it and we really value it and we have a great experience there. So like that, our spiritual path is such that if we haven't tasted it from within, if we haven't experienced it from within, then we won't know what it's going to be the next thing that we do. So there's lots of people who have had astrology consultations, Nadi astrology, they've been to trips, they've been to programs, and they say that nothing is happening. And Dr. Pillai will say, and any master would say, or anyone who is guiding them, then what are you doing? If you looked at yourself, and I'm not saying this is what you're doing, Ollie, is that there's so much negativity, you don't even know how much negativity is in you. And you know what it does? It wakes up the person. And they say, oh my God, I've got to clean my house. I've got to clean my internal house. I've got to cleanse my brain, my way of thinking. Because it keeps attracting fear, anxiety, frustration. And it keeps wanting to analyze it instead of taking the steps. So Ollie, you're taking the next step. And congratulations to you, because you've got to that point where you're saying, no matter what I've done to this point, it hasn't happened. But I'm going to go to India, and I'm going to go to the vortex, and the vortex is going to wash that out. It's vibrating at such a frequency that it will put me on spin cycle. It will wash and spin it out of me like a washing machine would do. Do you know how a washing machine works? No. You just throw the clothes in there, the soap, it does the thing when you turn it on. So that's what the vortex does. It takes you, you go there, you sit in front of that deity. Maybe not even in front. You might even feel it even before you get there. People feel spinny and sick to their stomach because the vibration is pulling so strong. And I'm not saying that you're going to be sick or spinning or anyone else is, but some people have had so much negativity in them, so much block in them, blockage, congested energies, that that's what they feel. They get to the, not even to the doorsteps, they're just on the way to the doorstep of the temple. Or the vortex, whatever it is, maybe a river, we don't know. But they get there and they're just, whoa, spinning, spinning, spinning at the level of the soul. That's why when you do your meditation practices, when you do your mantra practices, try to really feel it. Try to really experience your soul's awakening. And then you will know. Guiding me. Even though my mind is saying everything else, my soul is telling me. It's pulling me like it's haunting me. It's making me spinny, sick, whatever. It's that kind of anxious, nervous feeling when you're just on the brink of something wonderful. Even if something wonderful is going to happen in our lives, we're nervous. We're so scared. Right? We're jittery, we're happy, we're all full of everything. So the soul is going to guide, and you'll go to the nadi. You'll get your nadi. Even in the nadi, you will know something will get revealed. And you will feel it, and you will sense it, and you will know it. And with that truth, that purity, that grace, that knowledge, those instructions, those guidelines, you'll go into the vortex. And that will wash away the congested energies that are surrounding this situation. And that you will be able to focus and be more optimistic and trust in the divine and how it is living through you so that you can live your life in a more peaceful, gracious, less anxious. Way. So you are doing what you need to do and keep doing it. And that's not just for you, Ollie, it's for everyone because we all go through it. Even Dr. Ply will say, I'm so frustrated because I can't get into the people what they need at this moment in time. The divine has to reveal something to me so I can share it with the rest of the world. So he, too, gets frustrated. He gets upset and angry. But it doesn't last too long because he just knows. It's a call to the soul. Hey, wake up. Get something stronger happening here. We need it. Show us the direction we need to go. Because this 3D, this three-dimensional world that we live in is so slow and it's so full of anxiety. Everywhere in the world, there are people who are, struggling. So if the whole world has a consciousness of being either in a war zone or battling climate issues or poisons in the air, or negativity in the gene pools such that nobody gets along with anyone else. That's in the, that's where we live in. We're immersed in that. This is the life plane of the earth. So does that mean, well, we might as well just give up and die? Well, you can. You'll just have to come back. So the goal of life is to raise your vibration from the level of the soul so that you can get the guidance from your highest self through these connection to these archetypes who are just behind the veil. And then they will, or curtain, you know, and that's the magic curtain in life. Is it somewhere outside of us? No, it's within us. And then we keep doing our practices until that grows and grows, and then the mind goes quieter and quieter. And then we only can think thoughts that are positive and sure, and making us to realize this is the sure thing. And will always point us in the direction to get support, to get guidance, to get help, to calm us down, to redirect us, to refocus us. So you can say that you can be skeptical and angry and upset and sad and all the rest, like everyone else does in their own life. However, that will just be there because it's part of the collective unconscious of the whole, the humanity. But then you can just trust and grow your divinity and then get your soul to shine the light. Hey, do this over here. I know you're going to be kicking and screaming, but that's okay. Just go do it. And trust that that's going to be the thing. Okay? Is that helpful?
Yeah, thank you, Sucharita. Is there, if you had any experience you could share where something really shifted for someone, it would just help me. If you can think of something, if not, that's okay too.
Yeah, something shifts every day. You can listen to all the past recordings.
I mean, as in visiting those temples or doing nadi or something. If there's something you just recall that.
You've even shared it about Mohini, so you have access to all of that. There's a lot. Just keep listening to that. Keep immersing yourself in all of those.
Yeah.
Experiences, and then two, here's the thing, Ali, and everyone out there, just because people have those experiences, you've got to have your own. You've got to get having your own experience, not when you go somewhere someday, but you've got to have your own every day. The temple really is within. So if you can't access that peace and calm inside of yourself, every day, even if it's for 1 minute. And if you don't trust that, then whatever you're guided to do next is always going to be anxiety producing. Even if you are in the vortex, you might think you're just so anxious and it's not going to work and all the rest. So check yourself before you go. You have some time. And just pray. Get me into the space of receptivity where I'm totally see myself as married and having doing whatever you want to do. Having the being with the person, living the life. That's why we say create vision boards so that the when you're doing your mantra practice or you're doing participating in some service, you're creating that flow of grace to go into the pictures of you that you chose, that you want to have in your life, to show up in your life. Because if you go into the mind of you and it's maybe a jungle in there, and you have the thing that you want to manifest, it can be lost in the jungle. It's not so easy to see, the jungle of the mind. So look at getting a vision board. And as people have done and they share back, they cut out pictures of people or groups of people who are doing things that they like to do, and then they stick all their friends and family members' heads on them. And they just really get into it. I think it's awesome. Some people just have the archetypes on there and say, okay, I want this house, this car, this relationship, this health, this whatever, and then they stick the archetype there and say, make it happen, make it happen, make it happen. Ganesha, Lakshmi, Hanuman, you know? Dr. Pillai.
Yeah, I actually have several vision boards. And I have pictures of Dr. Pillai and Lord Shiva and Parvati on it. I've already done that. But thank you for sharing.
Yeah, keep doing it. Keep going.
Yes.
Anything else, Lee?
Yeah, it's just that at times you wonder when life will work out and you just get so impatient and that's when you start questioning. So I guess that's just where I'm at.
Yeah, well, it's divine timing. Again, Dr. Pillai will say you can create your schedule. You can create your goals. You can create everything and you do your daily life, but then the divine can come in at any moment. But if you have question mark, then you're creating doubt. And when you doubt, that creates a congested energy. And a congested energy creates a block. So we have to be very careful on the path, the spiritual path, because any thought can manifest. So if there's a lot of anxiety, those thoughts are creating a lot of anxious energy and a lot of doubt. And then there will be delay because you're creating blocks. So it's very scientific, isn't it? Whatever you put your attention on, you can have vision boards, but if you have anxiety and negativity and doubt and you're wondering when it's going to happen, that's creating a block energetically and unintentionally. So really be careful. I would do more coconut busting. I would participate in Ganesha's birthday before you even go in September. So if you can do anything around his birthday, that's going to remove the obstacles.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And it's all divine timing. So allow the divine. Divine timing means, hey, this archetype will show up. It has the ability to just smash all obstacles. That's divine. So if you miss the time, well, good luck. You know, it will come again in another year. But if you really are at that point where you're saying, oh my God, I just have to have this, then the divine will show up. You are in the right place at the right time to get the blessings, and then that will be there. So everything you've done up until this point has gotten you to this point, and the next point, and the next point, and the next. That's life. But you have to trust that everything you did, you can look back on it and say, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this, and then it manifested. And it was divine. It was perfectly timed. If it's not happening, then you've got to check inwardly.
What did you say? If it's not happening, then what?
You've got to check inwardly. You've got to check your thoughts. If you're creating all this anxiety all the time and you're not positive that the next thing you're doing is going to take you there, you're frustrated, you're anxious, you're angry, you're upset, that creates blocks. So then you have to take care of it, and then you can't blame the divine because the divine is saying, hey, here, you're going to go to get your naughty done. Here, go to this Ganesha. He will remove all the obstacles. There's actually 12 Ganeshas. You know, never before has that happened. Anywhere. So you have to trust that if you've brought yourself to this point and you follow Dr. Pillai, everything that he gives, then you can easily get through to the next thing. It's like we are all like this with the divine. The divine mother and divine father are wanting to give us the Toys R Us thing that we want. We want, we want, we want. We're jumping up and down. We're kicking and screaming. We have a temper tantrum about it. And they're just waiting for us to settle down. And then they will take us to the store and get it for us. Or it might show up at Christmas. Or it might show up at our birthday. Maybe Christmas goes by and we're like, why didn't I get it, right? We weren't ready. But when the divine mother and father understand, okay, this person has really evolved to a level of maturity, to a level of understanding where they can handle this toy, then that will be the divine time. So be careful what you wish for. And then trust that the divine mother and father are going to give you your Toys R Us wish. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Ali, you're cutting out, but I think you said thank you and you're welcome.
Thank you. I said everything you shared was beautiful, and I feel more hopeful. So thank you.
Oh, okay. All right, Ali. Keep us posted. We're going to be praying for you to get that naughty done because we want to hear what happened after.
Yes. So I'll be in India through mid-October. I'm still going to try and dial into these calls on Sundays, but I will definitely make it a point to dial in after my naughty and tell you about my visit to the temples. Yeah,
awesome.
I'm quite excited about it.
Awesome. And really consider, for in your case, Ali, I would do whatever you can for this Ganesha Chaturthi.
Okay.
Do something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll definitely look into that. Yeah. No, I'll definitely. Thank you so much for suggesting it because I was not paying attention to it. And I'm glad you suggested it. So I'll definitely look into it.
Okay, Ali. Take care, hon.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. Anyone else have any questions or comments? Any feedback about the meditation now that we've had some time to come back to ourselves?
Hi, Sutria. This is Jana.
Hi, Jana. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you. Yes, I was feeling, I always enjoy your meditations, the beauty of the words, and it's always very strong for me. I was kind of falling asleep, you know, but I heard you were talking about the bell and the lines, and so I just ran, and I had just gotten lines yesterday, a bag of lines, so That's what I did during part of it. I did the line and put one on the veil. So,
hey.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm actually pretty alert right now.
You sound like it.
Yeah. So I'm really focused. Well, I wanted to ask a question a little bit, just one little question, is because, you know, I was looking at the pictures, and this is the other program, UT program, about the bilba leaves and the snake, and how the cobra was offering the bilbas to Lord Shiva. I feel in the mystery school, I signed up for that, and they have that astrology club now. Valley is offering that. And so I decided to do that, and even though I had looked up my birth star in times past, like last year, I think, this time I found out a lot more information that's really, really helpful to me. I think you were mentioning in the meditation or at some point to really know ourselves at the soul level. And I feel that's already happening just by joining that club. And then they said to look at your birth star. So I did that again. And what I'm wondering, because the point of it was, is that I feel like according to my birth star, I'm very connected. One thing that was kind of exciting for me, because, you know, at my mind level, joining the mystery school, it is a stretch financially. But when I look at my sign, I'm all about the mystery and secrets and meditation. So I didn't really know that. And so I learned that. But one thing I also learned that is I'm connected to Lord Shiva. And I really had already kind of felt that connection during the UT program. So what I'm wondering is, because, you know, a ritual that we did, we were not offering the bilba to Lord Shiva, as I understood it. Is there anything that you would recommend? Since I don't have a Shiva yantra, is there anything that you could recommend about offering the bilba leaf to Lord Shiva without using the yantra? I think that was my question.
Yeah, that's a good question. And that is something for that program. But just so that people know, that when you offer bilba leaf to Lord Shiva, it can connect you to his consciousness. So, and that gives prosperity and enlightenment. So it relieves the suffering in your body, mind, and soul, and then allows you to see clearly. So it's offered a lot in Shiva temples, and then especially during Pradosham times. Now, if you don't have a yantra, you don't have a statue, you don't have a lingam, like a crystal lingam or a stone lingam, you can just use a gemstone that resonates with you, or even, as Dr. Ply says, a rock. So you can go in your garden or somewhere special, and then you can take a small, you know, like a that can fit in your palm of your hand, and then you can use that as your sacred object that represents Lord Shiva until comes a time where you can, you know, get a yantra or whatever it is. So then you have it. But you don't want to just use it randomly. You want to put it on your altar, you know, and don't mistake it and then throw it in the garbage. So you can have it, just use a stone that you select, or gemstone or something like that, for now.
Oh, you know what, Sutria, I forgot. You know, I do have, thank you for reminding, I'm glad I asked the question, because years ago, I didn't even know what a Shiva lingam, I have those huge stone ones. I fell in love with them, and I bought them, and I slept with it and I didn't even know why. So, okay, so I do have the Shiva, the big stones, and so would I just put it on, the bilba leaf on a stone?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Is there a particular, I guess I'll look in the astrology calendar, but is there a particular time for Lord Shiva offering?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would just do it every day as a puja, you know, because you have a strong connection to Lord Shiva anyways.
Well, I think it's awakening now. I mean, obviously, I must have, and I wasn't aware because I've had these lingams for about 10 years and had no idea what they were. So, So I think right now I'm feeling that connection. So I want to, honor that and increase it. So
yeah, that's perfect time.
Okay.
Because today is good for, you know, removing the obstacles with Lord Ganesha's blessings. And then Lord Shiva is celebrated on Mondays. Thursdays are very good days if you can't do it any other day.
Okay.
Saturdays are good because you're getting the blessings of Saturn, Shiva in the form of Saturn.
Okay.
So to remove the karma, right? And then also pradosham times. But for someone like you, I would just do it every day.
Okay, I will. Yes, the other thing I just wanted to thank you for mentioning, and because what you had mentioned, anxiety and nervousness can also sometimes be mistaken for excitement. And I have to say that I appreciate that because I've heard that before. And one thing, on Monday I'm starting my new job, and many people have said, "Are you excited?" And I say no, and because I feel more nervous. And I also learned from my own birth star that that's kind of a trait of mine. Of course, I don't want to, you know, focus totally on it, but I'm hoping through doing the lines and, you know, that's going to help with that and helping me, I guess, to maybe see the higher aspect. Because I tend to be a bit worried about the nervousness. So anything more that you have to say, but if you don't, that's okay, because I appreciated what you shared about that.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be as natural as possible, right? So if we are, even if it's a good thing, you know, you just think of people who get married or you go to a wedding. It's a nervousness. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of excitement. Why? Because two souls are coming together in God's name. And so when that's happening, there's going to be a lot of energy. So, and if we, in your case, when you're coming into a new job, Your soul is bringing in a lot of energy into connect with these other souls that you don't know, or you may know at some level, but then until you're doing something, creating, doing the work, that is a lot of energy coming in. So it's kind of, it can be a nervousness, it can be excitement, it can be a mixture of everything. But the idea is on the path that we're on to God consciousness, is that we are able to handle all this divinity, to handle this, these collisions of souls, energy, and bring it in, you know, so that we can use it instead of it being chaotic. It's going to be a little bit chaotic at first anyway. Even if you're super competent and everything's super awesome and, you know, the people who are like that, including yourself, you compose yourself, you get yourself there, you feel the fear, you feel the anxiety, but you do it anyway. And then what you'll find is, hey, I have a lot to offer here, or I have a lot to learn here, or we have a lot to do here. Let's get busy, right? So it's natural. However, we also have to make sure that we're in checking. Like you said, you have to check your thoughts to make sure that you're not too worrisome or too anxious. And that can be when you start your prayers to Lord Shiva, and we'll hear from you hopefully in the coming weeks, is that as you start praying to Lord Shiva, he brings you to this really high energy, this frequency where you're at peace. And you're just knowing that he is balancing out the Nama Shivaya in you, the Auma Nama Shivaya. That balances out all the chakras. That's his name. Is that helpful?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Sucharita. That's just perfect. Couldn't ask for anything more. Thank you so much.
Okay, Janice. Good luck with everything, and I want to hear about your new job.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Take care. See you in mystery school.
Yes.
All right. Take care, hon.
Hi, Sucharita.
Yes.
Hi, it's Jermaine. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jermaine?
I'm doing great. You know, it's really interesting. We had a talk the other day about Hahnemann, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I went to an event and a friend drove with us. And she started talking about how she wanted to help the monkeys in Mauritius, you know, and like we were going to a vegan event. So, you know, everybody's into animal rights, right? But she started talking about saving the monkeys in Mauritius. So I'm just listening to her talk and I didn't think too much of it, right? And then when we got to the event, she started showing me her website. And then she showed me her website, and then she had the Hahnemann. She said, "Oh, I have a Hahnemann prayer here," and she doesn't even follow any of these teachings in any way whatsoever. And she said, "You know, he's a monkey god." And I said, "Yeah, I know about Hahnemann." And then she started playing the Hahnemann Chalisa.
My goodness!
Isn't that like amazing? Because we had just talked about it, right? And
right.
It was Saturday, and it was like Thursday I played the Hahnemann Chalisa, right? And then Saturday I was so busy I didn't. And then all of a sudden she was playing the Hahnemann Chalisa on a Saturday right in front of me. And it was just like so cool because it was like, you know, we just talked about it and the fact that she has no idea about any of this. And then she's playing me this. And then we got to talk more about it, and it was really a great exchange. So I just want to tell you how much fun that was.
That's the life of the divine, right? It shows
us. Yeah. It was like, you know,
the
wow.
The confirmation.
Yeah, and then I said to her, "Oh, I'll help you with that project. That sounds like a great project." But when she was first talking about the monkeys, I made no connection. Do you know what I mean? It was like, but as soon as I heard that, I said, "Wow, that's really powerful." So
great.
Yeah. And then I told her how President Obama carried a Hahnemann in his pocket, and she could look on it in Google. And so it was like opening a whole new world for her, too. So lots of fun.
Oh great. So may she get the blessings of Lord Hahnemann.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll talk more about, you know, we'll get together more and talk about it, too. So
for sure.
I was really excited about it. So thank you. Thanks.
You're very welcome, Jermaine. Thanks for sharing. That's a great story.
And so the Krishna thing for this week is the Krishna Pushkaram, right?
There's Krishna Pushkaram, and then is also his birthday, Jayante, Krishna Jayante, I think, is, I think it's offered, is it offered through Astroville?
Life Center, right?
Yeah, maybe. I'm just going to go quickly look under specials for Krishna. Yeah, it's Krishna Jayante is also at Astroville. If you click on specials tab and then scroll down, it's about the second one down.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, welcome. Enjoy. That's the fun of being on this path with Dr. Pillai, is that we start to see the archetypes will guide us and reveal to us a deeper understanding, not in the sense of, you know, going out into the space and just during our meditation, but they'll show up in mysterious ways in our everyday life. And it just gives confirmation and signs of their guidance and how we can interact with others. So thanks for sharing that, Jermaine, with your friend, because then it brings into light this whole other way of being with one another. And it's the blessings of the archetype that says, hey, you know, look into this. This might help you, you know, and bringing more and more of it in a way that is not so quote-unquote traditional. It is tradition, but it's not coming in the sense of, you know, you have to be in India or wherever you are in the world that this tradition is happening, maybe in an ashram or a spiritual community. It's very pristine. Not that you won't get it there. That's great. But if it's not your soul's thing right now, then how do you? And the divine doesn't really have those kinds of human limitations. It just says, hey, you want to call on me? I'm going to show up. And there you are. here it is in my, this conversation, here it is driving down the road, here it is, you know, you go to a store and you see t-shirts with Hanuman all over them, or monkeys, or elephants for Ganesha, or, you know, we'll be doing something for Lord Shiva, and then I'll see someone walking by with a Shiva shirt on. And what are you doing with a Shiva t-shirt on? I don't, you know. Or going somewhere and it looks like a big Shiva lingam, you know, or a mountain that is represents Lord Shiva, that I've been to places around the world, and then I see it, an image, and oh my God, that looks like Mount Arunachala, or it looks like Mount Shasta, or, you know, something like that. So then you know the divine is just showing you something, pay attention. And then as soon as that happens, then the mantra comes. The mantra is the being. Mantra means to protect the mind. So something was going to happen maybe down the road or later on that day, and then calling on that divine being. Okay, you want me to be alert for something and not really sure, but I will pay attention, put the mantra into play, and that creates a force field around you. And then as you're moving through the day, then you know this force field is on. It's like a jacket in the winter. You know, you're not going to think, oh, it's cold every second of the day in the winter. You're just going to put your jacket on and go out and do your thing. So we put our mantra on, knowing, or do our meditation practice or do the ritual, and just trust that that has been activated in our body, mind, and soul. And it will protect us and move us forward and guide us forward. It is the being. So if we can't jump to it is the being, at least it's like a protection for us to get out there and be in the world and not let any extra negativity bombard us, right? And help to guide us, as Janice was saying. You know, this going into the mystery school was a stretch on the finances, but now I know this connection to Lord Shiva. Okay. The astrology club, Jyotish means light. It shines divine light on yourself. So the stars and the planets, the sun, the moon, that will get it will reveal something that has not yet been able to get revealed by you and bring to your own awareness. So these are all tools, or they're all ways of showing what your divine gifts are. And then with that knowledge, you can move in a more intelligent way. And with intelligence, things can happen easier, faster, smoother. So we're getting that intel from inside, and these are the tools that we can access. So, you know, when Janice was sharing, I don't have a Shiva lingam, and then, oh, I realized I do. You know, there it is, but the light wasn't yet shone on it to use it in the way that you need to use it, and then to get more benefit out of it. So we have gifts. We can get gifts from others, and we just don't even know how to use it. Then you will get some satisfaction or joy out of it, but do we know fully how to? That's being on the path with Dr. Pillai. It will get revealed more and more and more as we go along. So, great to hear from everyone. Anything else before we wrap up? Once again, thanks everyone for joining. And yes?
Oh, Sushrita?
Yes.
It's Mala. How are you?
Hey, Mala. How are you?
I'm good. I was asleep, though, until I awoke in more ways than one to your talking about, you know, life being like the Toys R Us, and how we get it. And I had a very big laugh about how all of these things are in front of us, and then we are ready to accept them. And I have to say that, like German, I too had a trip. I was in Las Vegas, and I was remembering we were supposed to expect miracles, and I like this idea of miracle after miracle, you know, to kind of expect that. When I got off the plane, there was a big sign that said magic. And there was a show, a fashion show that they do twice a year called the Magic Show. And it's all fashion. But anyway, from the minute I got there, I met some people that were involved, you know, in that business and that were going there, and we went there. And it just was one thing after another. You know, then we got on this tram, and there we are in front of the Luxor Hotel with all of the archetypes, the Egyptian archetypes that Dr. Pillai says we should start tapping back into. And it was just a very magical couple of days that was greater things than I could have expected in that sense. You know, it was really a very blessed trip. So I wanted to share that.
Well, fantastic. And I'm glad that you woke up to the Toys R Us.
better later than right than not at all. So that was a great example. I wanted to thank you for that. And I will listen to the replay.
Yeah, for sure.
So I can hear everything. That'll be exciting. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you, Mala, and thanks for sharing about that. And yeah, so the divine is always guiding us, whether it's Las Vegas or wherever it is in the world. You're going to get the message because your soul is unique, you know, and the divine, if we wake it up, then that uniqueness gets revealed. It shines forth wherever we are. And expect miracles because our life is a miracle.
That's what you said, I remember.
That's what it is. So, you know, enjoy and thanks so much for sharing. It's great because I know some people who are going down to Las Vegas. I'm going to tell them to go down to the Luxor.
Yeah, I'm sitting there looking at, let's see, which archetype is this? You know, I know there's Ramos and, you know, it's definitely an experience.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy. Thanks for sharing, Mala.
Okay, thank you again.
All right, you're welcome. Take care. God bless. All right. So life becomes an adventure, becomes more full of joy, and hidden secrets will get revealed. So if you, if you're on that precipice where you're saying, ooh, life could be a little scary or life could be a real adventure, then, and mystery school is something that you are being called to, drawn to, and you're just not really sure how it's going to go, then send an email and we'll set up a time if you're really serious about doing it, and then we'll put your proposal forward and see what happens based on the feedback coming back from Dr. Pillai, given your situation. So, please reach out for that, sucharitaapplycenter.com or sundayswithsucharitaapplycenter.com. And then please listen to, watch the videos that Dr. Pillai has put out in the past couple of weeks. Mohini and Jairada have been doing question and answers about the program as well. Those are also offered on Pillai Center. So check those out and see what resonates with you at this point in time. Anything else before we go? All right, it's a wrap. So take care, everyone. God bless you. Have a fabulous week ahead. And we'll see you next time. God bless. Bye-bye.